For years, we've been profoundly indebted to you for the support you've given us on our songwriting efforts. And now I'd like to play a few of those songs we've written that have become hits. Some have become standards. We hope you remember them.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie, and today we will be focusing on Ellington's greatest hits medleys. And this is something he did in his concerts to not have his fans go away disappointed during his concerts. There were some people who only knew him from his popular hits and didn't really want to hear his latest extended concert works. So you can imagine, you know, you drove 100 miles and you didn't get to hear him play Mood Indigo. So this is Ellington's compromise. It allowed him to give more time to his works. Because as you'll see during this broadcast, I'm going to play the medley first and then the individual songs in their first incarnation. And if he were to play full-length versions of these songs, it could easily take up an hour of a concert. And if Ellington had wanted to, he could have easily become a nostalgia act where he just trotted out these same songs over and over. These medleys can be found on several different Ellington CDs and albums. The intro I played for you at the beginning of the podcast was from the 1952 Seattle concert. But the medley I'm going to focus on is the one from the 70th birthday album. This one has some personal meaning for me. When my step-grandmother asked me what I wanted for my 15th birthday way back in 1974, I said this was the album I wanted. It's a 2-LP set, and I quickly wore it out. A few years after that, I bought another one, and that one's in fairly good shape. But fortunately, it came out in CD, so I'm set now. So again, to reiterate, I'm going to play the medley, and then I'll play each of the 10 numbers as they first appeared on record. Most of these songs started life as an instrumental, and then lyrics were added later. There's only two components that actually started with words and music. After a fanfare by the band, Duke plays fragments from four songs on the piano as a solo: Don't You Know I Care, In a Sentimental Mood, Prelude to a Kiss, and I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. Then for I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, he's joined by the bass and drums. Lawrence Brown is then featured on Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, followed by Harold Ashby featured on Just Squeeze Me. Then we get Don't Get Around Much Anymore, which is just the rhythm section, piano, bass, and drums. Then follows Mood Indigo. Russell Prokop plays a solo on clarinet. Next comes Sophisticated Lady, a feature for Harry Carney and his baritone sax. And at the end, he shows off his circular breathing skills by holding an A-flat for a very long time. The last song is Duke and the Band being featured on Caravan, with High Note Flourish on the end by Cat Anderson on trumpet.
Thank you. Thank you.
I misspoke in the last segment. I just recounted and I realized there are 11 songs, not 10. And I'd like to reiterate, I'll be playing the songs in the order they appeared in the medley, not in chronological order. So the first song up is Don't You Know I Care. And this is one of the exceptions to the starting out life as an instrumental rule. This is from 1944. The vocal here is by Al Hibbler. And then at the end of the song, you'll hear a little bit of Johnny Hodges on his alto saxophone.
Don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know if you know? Can you hurt me so? Darling, you are part of every breath I take. Would you break my heart? Or give my heart a break? I can't figure out what love's all about and where I fit into your scheme. Am I wasting time? Please tell me, 'cause I'm down to my last dream. Darling, please be fair. Love me or let me go. Don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know?
. 1935 gave us the first recording of In a Sentimental Mood. Probably one of Duke's best-known versions is the one he recorded with John Coltrane in 1962. But on this original version, again, it was recorded as an instrumental and words were added later, we feature Otto Hardwick on the alto saxophone, Harry Carney on baritone saxophone, Rex Stewart on the cornet, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. Thank you. Johnny Hodges stopped playing soprano saxophone in 1940, but when he did play it, it was a wondrous sound. He's featured on that instrument in this 1938 first recording of Prelude to a Kiss, along with Lawrence Brown again on trombone and a generous helping of Duke Ellington on piano. "1945's I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So" is the second of the two songs that actually started out with words. After a piano introduction, you hear, of course, the piano introduction is by Duke Ellington. Then you'll hear Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone again. The vocalist is Al Hibbler. And then Lawrence Brown finishes it up on trombone. Thank you.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, all so neighborly, they sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I'll hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.
...1938 also saw the first recording of I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Johnny Hodges is featured on this one again. We have Harry Carney on baritone, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Barney Bigard on clarinet. Thank you. Sometimes in the transition from instrumental to vocal, the work got a new title. Concerto for Cootie was the basis of Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. The bridge is slightly different, but originally Concerto for Cootie, of course, was a showcase for trumpeter Cootie Williams. The first studio recording of this was for the World Broadcasting System in November of 1943, but the first commercial recording came out for Columbia in 1947, 4 years later. I'm going to cheat a little and use the World Broadcasting version from 1943. The vocalist on this, again, is Al Hibbler, and again, you'll hear from Lawrence Brown on trombone.
Nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't the chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue, though we're apart? Words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold the thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will.
Settle Slew was recorded in 1941 with a Rex Stewart small group. When words were added, it became Just Squeeze Me. This first vocal version was recorded in 1946, featuring trumpeter Ray Nance on the vocal, and the trumpeter that you hear is Taff Jordan. We'll be right back.
don't tease me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight, just squeeze me. But please don't tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues away each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know I never knew I loved you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but please don't tease me.
The instrumental Never No Lament was recorded in 1940. When it came to the studio with words in 1947, it became Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Again, you'll hear Al Hibbler as the vocalist, and the instrumental soloists are Johnny Hodges, Ray Nance, and Harry Carney on alto saxophone, trumpet, and baritone saxophone, respectively.
Saturday dance, and they crowded the floor. It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories, been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thank you. around much anymore.
For a short time, Mood Indigo was known by the title Dreamy Blues. It was first recorded in 1930, so it's the earliest component of this medley. One of the interesting things about this composition, besides it being so haunting, is that if you look at the instrumentation, which is trumpet, trombone, clarinet, piano, bass, drums, and banjo, you'll see that it's the same instrumentation as the standard Dixieland band, but the effects are far from it. Sophisticated Lady was first recorded in 1933, so it's the second oldest part of the medley. Here we hear Duke Ellington on piano as one of the soloists, along with Arthur Wetzel on trumpet, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Otto Hardwick on alto saxophone. He's someone you don't hear soloing very often because most of the soloing duties went to Johnny Hodges, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. Thank you. Caravan was written with Duke Ellington in collaboration with valve trombonist Juan Tizol. We played this one earlier for the portrait of Barney Bigard, and my vow was to try my best not to repeat songs, but sometimes I can't avoid it. But again, it's not that bad of a thing. This is from 1936, and it was from a small group recording led by Barney Bigard. The group was called Barney Bigard and His Jazzipators. The solos besides Barney Bigard on clarinet are Cootie Williams on trumpet and Juan Tizol on valve trombone. Another component of an Ellington concert was at the end he would give them a lesson in finger snapping and tell them that he loved them all madly in several different languages. So I thought I'd end this podcast that way. I'd like to remind you that we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and we're also on the web at ellingtonreflections.com. My name is Steve Bowie. Thanks for your support, thanks for listening, and thanks for loving the music of Duke Ellington and his musicians.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're very beautiful, very sweet, very gracious, very generous. And this is Satin Doll. We'll use it now for the purpose of giving background to this finger-snapping bit. And you are all cordially invited to join the finger-snapping. Crazy, I see, I don't have to tell you. One never snaps one's fingers on the beat. It's considered aggressive. Don't push it, just let it fall. And if you would like to be conservatively hip, then at the same time tilt the left earlobe. Establish a state of nonchalance. And if you would like to be respectably cool, then tilt the left earlobe on the beat, snap the finger on the afterbeat, doesn't it? And so by routining one's finger snapping and choreographing one's earlobe tilting, one discovers that one can become as cool as one wishes to be. With that, we certainly want to thank you for the wonderful way you've inspired us. Remind you that you are very beautiful, very sweet, very gracious, very generous, and we do love you madly. Je vous aime à la folie. Ich liebe dich wahnsinnig. Sagapo Trela. Anatao Isuru. Maloko Porvosi. Ti quiero locamente. Ti amo follamente. Vi elskar Erevan Sini. And oh, Miniu Te Blasnivia. Love you, man.